This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Football is back, so this is a fitting question. What's your favorite dip? Y'all been dipping?
Not often.
You don't do dips?
Not a lot. Maybe occasionally.
Lately, I've been in the hummus game.
Have you been in the hummus?
Oh, hummus.
I count that as a dip. That's a dip.
Okay, well, then that's my game.
That's honestly, I don't mind a dip. I like a dip.
Well, I like a dip, too, but I just don't have, you know, it's not something.
Like, one of my favorites was always, like, the vegetable dip, the dill.
Yeah,
vegetable dip.
I think the dip depends on the item you're dipping, too.
I was so heavy in the dip game that hummus is a nice alternative.
Hummus is a great alternative. Actually, I lied. I am in the dip game.
Okay, at least. What else you dipping?
I don't know what's all in this dip. There's a couple dips that get brought home that I eat.
You enjoy?
Yeah, but I don't know what's.
But you don't know what it is?
Like, no.
What's the base of it? Like, what's the...
I don't know. Okay. You know, it's like...
I have a lot of dip passion over here.
What are you dipping into this dip, Lisa?
What did we do? I don't know, just like
a lot of
crackers.
Secrets. A lot of secrets over there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
A dip secret.
A lot of secrets.
Well, is it cheesy? You know, like a cheesy dip?
No, it's more... I don't know what's in it. Yeah, no, you know, it does have some cheese in it.
Lisa's mystery dip. I mean...
Yeah, we got to get to the bottom of this dip.
We need to get somebody on the phone. Who's bringing it home?
Yeah, right, exactly. You would know. I don't know.
Salsa is America's favorite dip, followed by guacamole, queso. Mm-hmm. Good queso is delicious.
Yeah, that's probably
that's
mine.
Solid.
Yeah. That's probably mine.
Spinach artichoke.
I don't like that as much.
I like it, but I haven't eaten in a while.
What's the base of that?
Always look gross to me.
Is it sour cream?
Yeah, what is the base of that?
Is it sour cream? I thought it was cream cheese.
Is it? I thought it was dippier than that.
I don't know. I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it was cheesy based as well.
French onion dip.
Well, I like that.
For chips.
I like that.
Yeah, oh my God.
And hummus does make the top here.
That's probably my favorite.
Yeah. You know what I haven't tried? The sweet. I know Chuck will not relate to any of this, but there's like a sweet. They smell like chocolate hummus and stuff now.
I don't think I'd like that.
Why would you? Chickpea base.
That's super gross.
I've had spicy.
It's okay. It's nothing.
You have?
Yeah, it's nothing crazy.
Isn't all of that stuff chickpea based?
The hummus?
The hummus is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But
with chocolate,
how do you make?
Be,
I understand making it savory, but how do you make chickpea?
It's just sweet. It just, you know, it's sweet. I don't know how to explain it, but just okay when we tried it. Because I think it's way less points on the old diet plan.
Right, so you dip like it, on the picture, it shows like dipping strawberries into it and stuff.
We did strawberries. I'm trying to think what else we did. Some sort of weird sugar-free or, you know, maybe those little rice cakes. Like you can get like a chocolate-flavored like rice cake that we dipped into it. We're not as hardcore into the WW anymore as we were, and it's been a while since we've had it. But it was pretty good. Like if you're dying for something sweet, like it helps hit that.
Right.
Driving, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not as bad for
you.
Yeah. Buffalo chicken dip is next.
That's good.
Seven layer dip.
See, I like that.
I
like
that.
Yeah.
I have that once every football season.
Dips.
Yeah.
Bean dip. Mm-mm. I'm not into the bean dip game. I even don't like that layer in the seven layer dip.
Really?
I try and scoop around the bean.
What's wrong with you?
I don't like the. I don't know. It just looks too much like baby poop or something.
That's the only time I like. Those refried beans is in a dip like that.
I don't like refried beans.
I don't mind refried beans.
Good, yeah.
Dave's the guy who's trying to dip around.
I'm trying
layer,
to dip around. I am.
He dips around.
I scoop it and I do a little.
He dips
dip
around.
Dance. I dip dance.
He dips around.
Pizza dip, which I've never had.
I don't think I've had that either. Around,
that's weird around. Sounding.
Which is, I assume, round, just round, like all the stuff around. You'd put on the top of a pizza, just in a dip though.
Cheese and
sauce and pepperoni and pimento cheese dip.
I like that too. I guess I like all the dips.
So that
I like dips.
I don't know if I've ever had that. That's cheese, pimento peppers, mayonnaise, garlic, and spices.
New.
Big in the South.
Yeah. Mm. I've seen it. Yeah, I know like people. It. A lot of people eat that pimento stuff, but.
Yeah.
Ooh, good. Some of my favorite is whitefish dip.
Oh, so I've like had a, that.
Have you?
Jeez.
I just
that's
recently
like a salmon
had that.
Dip, probably, right?
I guess.
Yeah. I prefer
Chuck,
that.
Chuck, you want some fish dip?
I'm going to just go play on my phone for a minute.
But I never tried that before, but I like it's like a smoked.
Smoked fish?
My big thing right now is smoked fish.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I love smoked fish so
I don't mind
much.
Smoked fish.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. It's like one of the best ways to have it besides fried.
Yeah. Smoked fish is good.
But that's the kind of dip that... I tried it. I didn't like the whitefish dip as much. I think the salmon.
Salmon dips, I think, better.
Like
than
a smoked one, yeah. though.
Do you eat like a hell of a good? Do you have something like that?
Chuck? What's that?
Hell of a good dip.
No.
You don't know what hell of a good? The big red container of chip dip?
No, I don't mess around with it.
You don't dip at all?
No, not really. Queso.
Salsa?
Not really.
You're not into salsa?
Mm-mm.
I like it. I like
salsa. It's got too many vegetables in salsa.
It is pretty gross.
I like pico more than salsa, I think.
Mm-hmm. I like that, too. Good to go. I like a lot of things.
Yeah. Lisa went from, I don't dip at all. Yes. Like, I've never dipped. I've never dipped in my life.
Dip. I didn't say that. I just thought I didn't dip often, but then the more I thought about it, I'm like, I dip all the time. What am I talking about? What am I trying to say?
I'm a frequent dipper. I never dip. I wouldn't dip.
Hey, shush.
I would never dip your dip.
She turns out I dip all the dips. At one point, she like went to deceit. She was like, I'm lying.
What was that? It was weird.
I don't know why I lied to you all. I'm lying. I'm a liar.
I have to say something here.
Turns out
I have had dip.
I've even had that weird fish dip. Like, she had the weird fish dip.
Last week I had it. Oh my God, what's wrong with me?
I've never dipped. I won't dip. I don't even want to talk about your dip.
I've had that one.
Really
Last night I had three dips.
I love that dip. You don't like refried beans? I dip refried. Oh, come on.
It's like, and she was.
I know. It was crazy because we were like, what is the dip that you had? And then she's like, I don't know.
She said yes to almost everyone I listened. She's like, yeah, love that. Ooh, queso.
She wouldn't even give away her mystery dip.
No, maybe it had cheese. Maybe it didn't have cheese. Maybe it's got a sour cream base. Maybe it doesn't.
How about you shush?
Yeah, maybe you don't worry about it.
Enough of the dipquisition. All right, enough.
I don't know what I was thinking when you first brought that list, but then when you started to read it, I'm like, oh, that's a dip. That's it, you know, and then it just all came back to me. Sorry about that.
Yeah. All right, so we know Lisa's a dipper.
Yes.
This will gross Chuck out, but smoked whitefish salad on a bagel is a Jew's delight, someone said.
Yes.
Smoked whitefish salad.
Jason.
Jason, are you into
that? Do you eat any of these dips, fish, smoked?
No, I've never had the whitefish dip.
Have you had any others?
Not this Jew's delight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like queso. I'm a salsa guy.
Oh, I meant like the fish dips.
Oh, well, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that from you.
No, it's good.
Yeah, no, I don't believe I've ever had fish dip. That's one of the few that I've stayed away from.
I mean, it doesn't sound
great.
I don't think I would ever dip.
I think it's like whatever kind of fish and then the dip.
But I did not like the white fish dip. Mm. It wasn't
okay. So you had it like last week. And you were like, it's not the best.
No, we didn't even finish it. But I think the salmon one we had was really good. And somebody brought me from Charlevoix, Michigan, smoked salmon, and it was the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Oh wow!
It was smoked salmon dip.
No, it was just flat out smoked salmon.
Yeah, and I don't even really like salmon, but I like it smoked.
Right,
like that.
Smoked fish.
Delicious.
Like on the big green egg. Oh, if you smoke fish on there, dude, it's incredible. It's so good. Just another thing. Crab Rangoon. You into the Crab Rangoon dip?
I am. Yeah. Sometimes they have mayonnaise in those Crab Rangoons.
Mm. You're damn right they do.
I don't like that. I just like the cream cheese ones.
Someone said you got to try my crack dip. What's that? Ranch seasoning, cheddar cheese, bacon, sour cream cheese, green onions.
I mean, you put bacon in there.
That's a good lineup.
That seems okay.
Yeah.
It seems all right.
Yeah.
Sounds like it would be cracky-like. Mm. In the same survey, when they asked people about their favorite dip, 52% of people say they'd jump into a pool filled with their favorite dip if they could get a free year supply of it.
God, people are really passionate about that.
Well, like yourself, they're dip lovers.
I guess so, but I don't think I would jump into a
what a weird thing.
Dip.
I mean, it's not even.
I think you die.
Depending on the dip,
you drown.
Guacamole would be like quicksand, wouldn't it?
You'd drown. You'd be dead. You'd have to just go in a shallow pool.
Yeah, maybe a kiddie pool. I'd wade through a kiddie pool. My favorite dip for a free container.
Guacamole's expensive, so a year's supply of guac.
It's a good deal.
That's.
Yeah, but think about how much it would cost to fill a swimming pool with it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just, it'll put the whole guac industry under.
A dip is defined like this, by the way. A dip is based on its ability to maintain contact with its transport mechanism over 3 feet of white carpet.
What the hell?
What?
That's bizarre.
So, like, I dip some cheese, chip onto a cheese, yeah. Then I have to walk three feet on a carpet without it dripping.
That makes it a dip.
If it's not, it's a sauce.
Good luck with that.
I guess. Well, there's no way. Like, salsa would fall right off.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few of those
things. Salsa is the number one dip.
Yeah.
Salsa would drip right off.
Is it because people scoop salsa and carry it like that? Like, you let everything fall? Yeah.
With me, it's all over the place.
I can't even imagine.
I've got to say, I've kind of become a salsa snob. Once you're exposed to, like, fresh-made salsa, it's hard to go back to, like, the jar.
The jar ones are awful.
You don't do the jar. No one should do the jar.
I know, Elise, but my kids like the jar, so I'll try it in case. I'm like, oh, God, I can't. To me, it just tastes like almost like, you know, Mexican ketchup. Like, it's just
I don't like it.
So processed and garbagey.
I don't mind the jar salsa.
I knew you were going to say that. I was waiting. I was like, where's James?
Let's check into the chemical desk with James.
Yeah. Yeah. Pace, thick and chunky does me just fine, as well as an old El Paso.
But sometimes
I'll even go to the Chi-Chi's restaurant style,
ooh,
you know, if I'm feeling real crazy.
Wow.
What changed my salsa life was Lisa. Because you recommended this place in Chicago years ago that Amber and I went to.
That place is great.
Which is, why can't I think of his name?
Bayless.
Yeah, Rick Bayless, who's this like amazing chef who has these restaurants
Frontera all
over. And he has his own line of Frontera like salsas and
that
stuff in the grocery
good stuff,
store.
Actually.
That I like.
Yeah.
But he makes like a temotilla salsa. I've talked about it before. That I was like, well, that's it. That's all I
can
have.
Life changing. Yeah, I'm glad I had an impact on
Frontera?
You.
Frontera.
Yeah, it's so good.
Really good.
Oh, my God.
His restaurants are great, and his line of products are really good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What did a man named Sir Dangerous get up to?
God, it could be anything.
You know, you might be dealing with someone dangerous if they're aggressive, if they're controlling, if they're volatile, or if their name is actually dangerous.
Yeah.
There's a 27-year-old man in Winter Haven, Florida, named Sir Dangerous Lashad London.
What an incredible name.
He's not an incredible guy, though.
I bet.
After he was arrested, he apparently allegedly kidnapped a woman and threatened her with a box cutter.
Well, he's Sir Dangerous.
Unclear what their relationship was, but they got into an argument and Sir Dangerous flew into a rage. He tried to block her from leaving, and when she escaped to a car, he jumped inside with her and held a box cutter to her.
Yeah.
He said he was going to, quote, make her life miserable. She freed herself, thankfully, and managed to drive away. But he chased her down in another vehicle and crashed into her. Luckily, she was able to get to the police. Sir Dangerous is facing 9 charges now, including armed kidnapping, burglary, aggravated battery, and others. You can see what Sir Dangerous looks like up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There is his mugshot.
He looks like he just got done saying, I'm Sir Dangerous.
I'm Sir Dangerous.
You're right.
Yep.
Did he give himself the name Sir Dangerous and change his name officially? Or do you think, it has to be. You don't look at a baby and you're like, Sir Dangerous.
It's on his, ID.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know if that guy would do a bunch of paperwork to legally change his name. I think that he was probably born.
Some people do that to their kids, right?
Why?
Some people do that to their kids.
But you have to be knighted by the queen to be a sir?
Usually, yes.
I think you can legally name your kids sir. Like, you could be Sir James. If your parents decided to call you Sir James, you could be Sir James Campbell.
I went horns to blare when I enter every room.
Everybody, Sir James!
Please welcome Sir James.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? I'm just here from a Taco Bell.
Yeah, as long as it's like considered a name and not a title.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, then you, perhaps that's how it would work.
I think you can become a sir, though. Like, I think all you have to do is, like, own, like, a piece of land in certain countries. I know, like, Scotland was selling little pieces of land. No, that's to become a lord.
Because a lord of a baron or something.
Yeah, you can become a lord that way.
Oh, you guys, wait. I think I hear James coming now, perhaps. Oh, here he is. Oh, yeah, he's definitely on his way. Because his fanfare has started.
Yeah.
That's how you know he's coming now. He can't sneak up on you because that always has to play before
well,
he
he's got
the room.
The trumpeteers are following in front of him.
Hey, somebody going to do my intro?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Please welcome Sir James.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, David, and good morning, Charles, Andrew, and Miss Lisa Way. Good morning. I'm so happy to be here
Sir
at work
James.
Today.
Sir James.
Sure, like I started on the posts for this morning, Dave.
Ah, yes, Sir James, you may.
Well, thank you. I will post up a great story, I'm
Wonderful.
Sure, about somebody getting something stuck in their anus. What a great day at work is going
to
be.
Do we bow to you?
No, yes. It's not necessary. You don't have to bow.
I do.
Right. Well, Chuck bows for other reasons.
Yes, for sure. Well, Sir James, it's lovely having you here today.
It's great to be here.
So I like your royal
morning.
Thong as well.
Oh, thank you.
That's a majestic.
Yes, I turned it into
I can almost see the crown jewels.
Yes. Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
It attracts the ladies and some of the menfolk.
Purple is your color.
I feel like that would get tired pretty quickly if that had to happen every time James came into a room, right? Like, Jason would probably get pretty sick of that, right, Jason? You wouldn't be able to put up with that for too long.
Yeah, guys, I'm really sick of rolling this red carpet out every day.
What are you talking about? I thought you didn't mind. I asked if you had a problem with it. You said it was cool.
I'm throwing white flower petals at his feet with his sandals on. You know, it's crazy.
I told you I'd go to the store and buy the fake petals. You don't have to pull all those petals off the flowers yourself.
Just wanted it to be the best.
Please welcome Sir James.
Good morning.
I'm shocked every time. I'm shocked every time.
Guess what? It's Friday, bitches.
Amazing. Yeah, so he's my royal.
So name your kid Sir as a first name. Legally, they can be Sir whatever.
Yeah.
But it can't. It's not a title.
No.
So it's like a loophole almost, right? You can scoot around actually getting.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said that Kardashian ex, Scott Disick, whatever that douchebag's name is, he was knighted and is now a sir.
Knighted
Sir Douchebag!
Yeah, knighted by who?
No.
The king of douchebaggery?
Is he from the UK?
No, he's from New York.
Okay, so we don't do that here.
That guy?
Yeah, knight? That guy.
We don't have knights.
I don't think he's... I don't know.
Maybe Brian McKnight gave him a high five or something?
Lord.
He purchased an online knighting ceremony on a trip to London and often refers to himself as Lord.
Yeah, so like Chuck was talking
about. He did do it. He bought a piece of land to get knighted.
Right, so you can buy like a one-by-one piece of Scottish land. They send you a thing and they're like, you're a Lord of Scotland because you own land in Scotland. I almost did the same thing.
He's named, but technically he's Lord Disick.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I think to be knighted, you have to be a lord first or something, because that's almost, they made it sound like a prerequisite.
Oh.
Okay, quickly here. We have someone who knows, who has info on Sir Dangerous.
Okay.
Voice changing technology, inside Florida info here.
Yeah.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have info about Sir Dangerous.
I do. I used to teach at a juvenile justice lockdown facility where Sir Dangerous did spend some time there before he obviously went on to bigger things.
Right, so we want to know, is that legally his name?
That is legally his name. It is all one word. The story was that his mother, he was born in jail. His mother was an inmate when she gave birth to him, and that was the name she gave him, all one word, Sir Dangerous.
Oh, my God.
Wow, so he is legally born Sir Dangerous.
Yes.
The guy didn't have a chance.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't have a chance. These were the plans she had.
Yeah.
But
this is exactly how you thought it would unfold.
She named him Sir Dangerous while she was in prison.
So. Prison baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Like I said, I knew him as a juvenile offender.
Yeah, right, so always right. in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Just think about it, though. Like, you go to, you know, elementary school with Sir Dangerous.
Little Sir Dangerous?
Little Sir Dangerous. And if Sir Dangerous isn't the toughest guy in the school...
She worked at, like, the Arkham Asylum or something.
Yeah.
Like, she was talking right. about it. She's like, I know Sir
you're
Dangerous.
You're right, though. If, like, kids would challenge. Oh, you think you're Sir Dangerous?
Exactly. Like, kids didn't realize what they were doing, I bet. But they formed the eventual Sir Dangerous. You know, like, every kid is born and they're
I think his mom formed the.
Well, I think. I do, but I think like all of his backstory sure. was leading towards that.
Again, if you want to see what Sir Dangerous looks like, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. He isn't the only dangerously named criminal in the news, though.
Okay.
A man in Colorado named Jean Joseph Danger Lechiffre.
Now that's different. Danger's his middle name.
Danger's his middle name, but he's named after the Bond villain. Lechiffre, the cipher or the number. Fictional character from the Bond movie Casino Royale.
He makes it such a good Bond villain.
Yeah.
That's a guy that played Hannibal Lecter.
Yes, but originally from the novel written back in 1953, because this guy's an older guy. He is awaiting trial for the murder of his father. So if you name your kid after a killer, they could live up to that.
Yeah. You never know.
Here's what this Danger Lechiffre looks like here. That is
he's not as cool as the people who have portrayed him in the James Bond movies.
Nope.
Not at all.
Yeah, I picked up his name from a James Bond movie. Jean-Joseph Danger Lechiffre, however it said. That's his name. He, though, actually changed his own name. He was born Patrick Sandoval.
Okay, yeah. So he was like, I'm going to be a killer.
Yeah,
so,
that's different, I guess.
You know.
Someone said, I'm just going to name all my kids with Doctor as their first name. Hopefully they go that route.
Yeah.
Little Dr. James Campbell.
Yeah.
I'm not really a doctor, but I'll take a look at it.
DMD.
I'll tell you, those two guys have criminal names and have went on to commit crimes. But this next guy, his mugshot I saw, who stabbed a guy in the ass
mm-hmm.
on a New York subway train, he is the scariest looking guy I've seen in a while.
Mm.
Subway sucks for the most part if you have to take it. A 33-year-old guy was just stabbed in the ass while riding the D train the other night. The victim was riding northbound in the Bronx about 8:40 at night. He just accidentally bumped another rider.
Oh, don't do that.
When he was sitting down.
I just still laughing about stabbed in the ass on the knee.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like a bad porn. A gay porn. just that brush up against this dude.
Yep, don't brush me.
Started a whole scene. This guy took it personally. The guy apologized. As he went to sit down again, the guy just stabbed him right in the ass.
Well, I want to get a look at this guy and just see how stupid this man was for trying to sit next to the D train or whatever his name is.
No, the D train was the train he was on.
I know.
Here's the picture of the suspect.
Oh,
look
man.
At that guy, right?
No.
Look at that guy. No.
He looks right there in that picture like, I'm going to stab somebody in the ass.
He does.
He does.
Looks like a terrifying, scary killer version of Busta Rhymes. That looks like, you're right, a killer Busta Rhymes that looks like he's saying, I'm going to stab somebody in the ass.
Give me
tonight.
Some more. Stabbing people in the ass. I hope someone tries to sit beside me. I will stab your ass. You looking at me? And I get on a train and I'm like, God, where am I going to sit?
You're going to get your ass stabbed, man.
Next to Muscular Rhymes over there. Look at that.
You brush up against me?
No, I didn't mean it. The train swayed and I accidentally, here, just let me sit down.
Yep, got you right in your ass.
Wow.
On the D train.
God. Told you, man.
Whoa.
You'll be brushing up against me.
Damn, stab you right in your ass.
Come on, though. He's scarier than anyone we've seen.
No, don't.
You give.
Listen,
can I
like
tell?
He's sizing up an ass to stab.
Like, they just have a picture of him just walking in the subway.
Yes.
He looks like
that's
he's
how
ready.
He always looks. Yeah. He looks pissed off.
Oh, my God. So
you got to give a guy like that his space.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have to be a smart person.
That's the guy. You're like, he looks friendly enough. I'll sit by him.
If you want to see this guy's mugshot, I'm just tweeting it out now. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. You should go check it out there.
But was the guy, we probably don't know this, but was the guy on the subway from, this happened in New York?
Yeah, 33-year-old right. New York man.
Oh, so he was from, you think you'd be smarter.
Yeah, you got to size it up a bit better.
Like, you have to have some street sense not to sit by deadly
That's
bus
what I'm saying.
Rides.
It's like to pick all the seats in the subway and you go sit by that guy.
You're not going to stab me in my ass, are you?
To be honest, I'd like step on the subway car, see Killer Busta Rhymes, and step off of the car. I'm like, I'm getting the next train.
Yeah, you're so right. That dude looks terrifying.
He's ready.
Come on.
Look at how angry he is. Yeah. Nothing's happened yet.
No. Killer Busta Rhymes will stab you right on the D train, right in the ass.
None of your cheeks is safe.
This is like the fifth cheeky stab.
In the Bronx, that's rough.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
The Bronx is rough.
Yeah.
So this guy was bleeding out of his ass, started screaming. They released the pictures of Killer Busta Rhymes. He's over 6 feet tall, has blonde tipped dreadlocks and a piercing near his right eye. The victim was treated for his ass injuries at St. Barnabas Hospital. He should recover.
He's like injuries. Some Botox or something for that angry face. Maybe be a different
He's
man.
He's just, I mean, I don't
a
know.
Totally different man if he didn't have that angry face. Really? Squinch it on.
No, like his forehead looks so angry.
He literally looks like he's looking right at an ass.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to stab it! Stab you right in your cheeks.
He's one of the toughest guys we've seen.
100%. Way tougher than the other people we've talked about.
Yeah,
this guy. Go check him out. Twitter.com/David.
Is this seat taken? Pardon me. Excuse me.
Yeah, just put your ass right there.
Could you scooch over a bit, please?
Oh, sorry. I nudged you with my bum.
You're man spreading. You're taking up two seats.
Mm, yep. Well. You ain't gonna need that seat now because of your ass.
Yeah. You give this guy a berth.
In our next story, devastating.
What's that?
A guy accidentally had his prostate removed.
You want that thing? I think
That fires everything off,
right?
How did that accidentally happen?
He was misdiagnosed.
Oh, well.
Oh, like with cancer?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's why you gotta get like a couple opinions.
In Philadelphia?
In Philadelphia.
How does that happen? You go through tests.
It's a medical mistake, Lise. No, unfortunately. No. Here's his story now from CBS Philly. Take a listen.
Oh, no.
I don't know if we should.
Oh, my God.
No,
I haven't watched this yet.
We probably shouldn't.
Boy.
We can just talk about it.
Well, go ahead. We might as well.
I mean, it looks like a sad Billy Joel.
It looks really, it sounds really sad.
Well,
it's
they
be
kicked
really
it
sad.
Off. It's going to be sad.
They've taken his boners from him, right?
He said it in the thing, I'm sad, I'm depressed. Yeah. Overwhelming hopelessness.
Broke me. Yeah. I'm sad, I'm depressed.
He's just looking at buildings.
I have an overwhelming feeling of hopelessness. A lot of the time.
I think I'm wearing the same Eric shirt as the guy without a prostate.
And he's going to sue.
I think I'm wearing the same shirt as him.
You are. How's your prostate?
It's fine, thanks.
You have the same shirt as this?
Yeah,
shirt?
He's wearing
Look,
the same
I
shirt.
I have the same shirt on.
Well, it's not weird that, huh? What a coincidence.
Does his collar have the white around it, too?
Yeah,
no, yours doesn't.
Dave, are you part of the no-prostate club?
No, hopefully not. Last I checked, it was still there.
You have a sad man shirt on.
Wow, I gotta get burn it. He has no prostate. This is a bad luck shirt.
Let me see. I want it to be the same shirt so bad.
After hearing words from doctors that everyone dreads, first, it was you have cancer. Melissa is
No, it's not. Thank God it's not. It's just a Callaway golf shirt. It's a Callaway golf shirt.
If I lose him,
don't buy a Callaway golf shirt. Dave.
Then they heard this.
we made a mistake.
But instead of being relieved with the mistaken cancer diagnosis, they were crushed because Eric had already had his prostate removed.
It's devastated me emotionally and physically.
Before the surgery in January, Eric, who lives outside Reading, had everything to live for. A good job, happy family, bright future.
We're 48 years old.
She can't get boned.
Time to become a hot wife.
Their odyssey started when Eric had a slightly elevated PSA level from a routine blood test that checks for prostate cancer. After that, a series of other tests, including a biopsy.
The error occurred in the preparation and reading of his biopsy slides. His slides were labeled correctly with his name, as we understand it, but it was another patient's biopsy that was put on those slides.
Aaron Freewald filed a medical malpractice lawsuit on behalf of the Spangs.
This is the most egregious story I've ever heard.
Isn't Spang
Based
anymore?
On the alleged inaccurate biopsy, Eric had a radical laparoscopic prostatectomy, a surgery that was supposed to save his life. But instead,
there's always urinary leakage, there's erectile dysfunctions. They've taken away my ability to be a man. They've taken away my emotional stability.
We reached out to the organizations named in the suit. Tower Health says it cannot comment on pending litigation. The Center for Urological Care of Berks County did not return our calls.
We should point out most cancer surgeries are life-saving and safe. Yeah. So how could Eric's situation have been prevented?
The American Cancer Society says second opinions from oncology specialists are a good idea.
Yes. Was it a mistake not to get a second opinion?
Yeah. I did everything that I knew to do.
He did get second opinions throughout this.
But those opinions were all from the same medical group that doesn't specialize in oncology.
I have faith in the medical team, faith in medicine, and I don't understand how this happened.
Now they're learning to live with disbelief and anger and feel compelled to warn others.
We just don't want to have this happen to anybody else. Nobody should have to go through this.
He must have railed her pretty good.
Yeah, they got like 72 kids.
No, but I mean, like, she's so much more sad than he is.
Yes, she's missing that D.
Yeah.
That poor guy. I mean, horrible, right?
It's so awful.
I'm leaking. I just leak pee, and I can't get a boner.
Yeah,
and
I'm going through the same stuff.
They're like, you get older, and that happens anyway,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I've got all this. But, you know, so I don't.
That's why you're so sad.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sad. I'm depressed. That's what he does during breaks.
Just looking again.
Sad about your prostate again.
Sure am, Lise.
Sad about your prostate again.
I just leaked a bit. I'm going through all this stuff. So.
I see a little dribble there.
Oh my god! Oh my god, no! Oh, not the dribble!
At least you looked at it.
That made you happy. That made you happy.
Yeah. Oh, I lost it, bro.
Aw.
No.
Oh, man.
Sad times.
Just every commercial break, Chuck's looking out the window.
Yeah.
He plays this music during the break.
I can't wait for you guys to go to your offices.
We think he's on his phone looking at memes, but really he's trying to find his sad music.
Yeah. Oh,
no, in all seriousness, horrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Every man's nightmare, right?
Terrible.
But her nightmare, too.
But honestly,
he laid it into her.
But the prostate does fail you. I mean, at that age, too. Like, what are you, 48? You know, he's
yeah.
But still, I guess you still want it, obviously.
You still
he
want
also
it.
Wants some cash.
Oh, well, and he should get
and
some
he should
cash.
Get cash.
He should get
yeah,
some cash. He needs to get cash.
They messed
absolutely.
Up big time.
Definitely.
They did take his manhood. As
well, it's just crazy, you know, like they screwed up in the. Making those slides or whatever where they're looking at, oh, God, this prostate is inflamed. I guess
it was
but
someone
then,
else's.
It was someone
go
else's.
Go to an oncologist.
Yeah, what about that person? There's a guy with an enlarged prostate that doesn't even know it.
That's
gotta go get like five opinions.
I guarantee that's how they figured out they made the mistake. Right? Like the guy was like, man, I'm still dealing with issues. And they were like, well, let's check it again. And they're like, no, this is really bad. Hopefully that guy didn't pass or something like that.
They didn't specialize in this, like cancer. I know. That's...
Well, I think the second opinion people didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They said he didn't go to an oncologist. I think that would have helped.
Yeah, you just have to do. I mean, come on.
Everybody's second opinions, you have to.
Yeah. It's hard enough to get a guy, though, to go to one doctor, and then you got to get, it's like, you know, but when it comes to something like that, you're told something like that.
I wonder
that,
what
you
the percentage is of people who actually do get second opinions.
I don't think it's a lot.
I think all
low.
I think your natural inclining is to trust a doctor.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Yeah. This.
For me, with anything, even if I went to my doctor, was like, hey, listen, I think it's time we got to open your chest up and fix your heart or whatever, I'd be like, that's great.
Let me go talk to someone
else. I got
to
go talk to someone else, mm-hmm. you know? And then when they say, yeah.
When it's something big.
When it's something like big. That. And like, you're losing your prostate is big.
Yeah, no,
that's big.
That's huge, for sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Young Danish people are shoving something new up their ass.
Oh, you knew they would.
And inside their foreskins.
In their foreskins as well?
In their foreskins too.
The Danish.
You knew it.
The young Danes. They're a rascally bunch.
Yep.
It has left health experts concerned and baffled. What do you think they're shoving up there?
Ricola lozenges.
Ricola!
Yeah, I was going to say that, or one of those mountain horns.
Nicotine pouches.
Oh.
They're putting nicotine pouches up their asses.
Can't that kill them?
And into their foreskins. Well, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. This has become a new thing. Young Scandinavians, nicotine pouches are really popular there. Especially among young people. Snus is a wet tobacco pouch that originates from Sweden. Snus. And has particularly long tradition in the sub-region, despite being illegal in every European Union country except Sweden. In Denmark, the word snus is oftentimes used as a catch-all term for any tobacco or nicotine pouch. That's how popular it was.
So is this like a chewing tobacco pouch?
Typically, you don't chew them. I mean, if they're like the ones in the U.S., it's just a little pouch with like the tobacco and stuff in it. You just put it right in
your
lip.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, like
underneath your lip.
Yeah, and it just sits there and you just absorb the nicotine.
It's just a dip.
Yeah.
So they can cause gum damage. They could potentially cause similar damage to other parts of the body as well, wherever you're putting it.
Wow.
You can die from those nicotine patches.
But I don't think this is a nicotine patch.
No, it's a pouch.
Yeah, this is like a, you know, what players put in their lip.
Yeah, but there's like the same amount of nicotine in one of those as like those patches, and you put too many into your bloodstream, it just can kill you.
Yeah.
One kid said, I tried putting snus in my ass once. Quite painful after just a few minutes, but the nicotine craving disappeared, so I guess it works.
Well, the thing about... You know, chewing tobacco, it's like, you know, you either ball it up or you get one of these pouches. And I believe that it's sharp, right? Like, it actually cuts the inside of a person who does its lip over time, giving them a pretty big, like a sore there or whatever. But it's so that the stuff goes right into your bloodstream.
Hmm. There's pictures of it there.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. It's just like a chewing tobacco pouch.
Mm-hmm. Never would have thought to put it up my ass or under my...
You're not Danish.
Yeah, I guess.
I know. To talk to some of my friends who do this and be like, have you thought of it? Up your butt?
Up your butt?
Man, it's always wild when you see a girl do it.
You don't see it a lot.
You don't see it a lot.
It's weird that these trends take off. Like those vodka tampons and, you know, people doing that in their butt. I just never had the... Never wanted
You know what's
well, back in our day?
You know what's you know crazy about
that kind of thing?
Ass drugs. I did them all.
You know what's crazy? You didn't have to shove anything up your ass to get drunk or high or whatever.
So when we do, like, here in America and in Canada, when we're doing dips, you put in your bottom lip, right? Like, that's where people put it. But every picture of this snus is people shoving it up by their top, in their top lip. Like, they're losing teeth on the top of their mouth.
It's weird. I thought it was going to be like a tobacco alternative.
You see how they do it? Like, Sweden puts it up top. That girl has it up top.
Why would you do that to your teeth? It's so gross.
Well, my dad
shoves it up in the top lip.
Super weird.
My dad chews that stuff. It was the grossest thing.
Yeah.
He'd always take it.
Shove it out. Yeah.
It's like, I mean,
I know a lot of guys who do it.
It's gross.
Don't shove it up your ass, people. Okay? Or in your foreskin.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing yourself lots of harm. Hopefully the Swedes get it right. Here's, you know, I've always said British TV is, to me, unlike TV in most countries. There's just, they get away with stuff that you couldn't get away with on TV.
Yeah.
In a lot of places. They just don't care. They have that naked attraction show where you see people nude before you actually choose to have a date with them. And another new show just started up where the host watches people have sex. As part of a new series following couples who do have sex on camera for money, like on OnlyFans and stuff, the host watches these couples have sex in front of her.
And then, like, tells them how they can get better at it and make more money?
Here's a little taste of it here.
Are we going to be all good here?
I'm ready. This looks really, really great.
And Foxy is here.
Foxy is here.
Foxy. Foxy.
Wow. Foxy.
Here.
Now, Phoenix, you better be.
Yep, I'm just going to let us.
I mean, they don't care because they have sex on camera.
Well, they don't care, but it's her who's, imagine you're, Lisa, you're the host of this show.
Let me just look at my paycheck. I mean, I guess that's...
Maybe.
Must be why she's got to be a different type, you know, that host.
Yeah, it used to be, she used to be a radio DJ, actually. Now she's hosting, hosting the show called Sex Actually. She was forced to confront the reality of couples having sex in front of her. The first episode has her tracking three couples who are making money out of broadcasting their sex lives. That couple there, 21-year-old Kayla and 27-year-old Jack, decided to get into camming full-time only after 4 months of dating. When she lost her job during the pandemic, they thought they'd just try it and see what happens. The host said she wasn't sure what to expect. She was quite nervous.
You have to have a female host.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
With a guy who just looks like a perv.
Yeah, that's really gross.
Thanks for chewing down my dreams, Lisa.
Oh, sorry, James.
Yeah. So this couple, they were only broadcasting to one guy at the time.
Not anymore. I know why you go on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got intimate, occasionally chatting with this guy who was directing them in what he'd like to see. She said, the host, that she wasn't prepared for the reality of watching two people have sex just right in front of her face. She didn't know.
It was pretty tough.
Yeah. She promised she'd stay for the whole thing. Some of them lasted over an hour.
I'm getting the wrong guests.
She handed the couples tissues to clean up their mess.
Oh, come on now.
After it was all over.
So that's it? That she just watches them?
That's it.
That's it.
That's the whole show.
That's the show.
She doesn't tell them great job or here's how you.
She probably doesn't even get paid enough to.
Probably not.
You know,
like, probably not. She just said she didn't know where to look when
I
they
wonder
started.
Where in radio she started.
Radio One.
Is she the morning girl there?
I don't know.
When me and my brother went over there, they had like a. It was interesting. The girl that was on in the morning on Radio 1 was actually a girl from the United States who had been there for so long that me and my brother listening, she sounded like she was from the UK. But to anyone from the UK, they were like, oh man, yeah, she's got such an accent.
This is so crazy. This couple, they do shows 5 times a week. Their viewers pay £1 an hour plus tip. So like $1.50 an hour.
Like, you don't make a lot of money unless
they made
really...
about 40 pounds from 20 minutes of work.
That's pretty dumb.
There's like no one watching them.
Now, the first piece of advice is raise your prices.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to get rid of that man bun.
Well, he's not great.
She's way more attractive than
he is.
Well,
what is she going to hold on to when she's pegging him if he doesn't have that man bun?
Oh, that's true. You never know what they do.
But they get away with the craziest crap on TV over there. Now they're just watching people have sex.
They seem like a very, like, tabloid-centric culture.
Oh, big
time. Oh, absolutely.
Time.
Oh, yeah. You know?
That's what they are.
This is kind of like a TV tabloid. Yeah. It's seedy. Mm-hmm. They'd call it cheeky, I bet.
Yeah.
Tonight on Cheeky.
It's always wild to me. Like, I'll watch different things that were on TV in other countries. Like, so I've been into wrestling lately, and I've been watching these, like, a Japanese wrestling show. And they would tell people to F off. They'd say the F word all the time. And it was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. That's on their TV.
This was not in Japan, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the word doesn't have a mean. You know,
that's what I mean. Like, they're able to.
It doesn't matter how good looking he is, as long as he can perform. Well, like most porn.
Yeah,
I guess,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
especially it's a lot of it's mainly male viewers. They don't really care about the dude. He's just a tool.
Right.
But yeah, still a bizarre. Again, I do not know the point of it. She's not a sex expert. She's not, you know, advising them what to do, what not to do. She's literally just in a room watching them have sex and talking about how awkward it is.
Yeah, it seems pointless.
It's just to be cheeky.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to be cheeky. Tonight on Get Cheeky.
The cheekiest of shows.
The way someone eats can be a deal breaker.
You got that right.
Especially for men.
Especially for Chuck.
Oh, really, for Chuck.
You probably ruin it all.
Pumps these numbers right up. A new survey found 42% of male respondents and 25% of female respondents say they would break up with someone or end a date because of someone's annoying food habits. What's the annoying food habit that made you break up with someone? 1-855-954-6969 is the number if you want to reach out to us. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us, too, at 46969. The annoying food habit that made you break up with someone. You haven't had to do that, though, right, Chuck? As much as it offends you, and you are keen and you watch every move people
I've been very lucky to only be around, in that kind of way, people that have not done really disturbing things while they eat. Now, I've pointed out people.
Yes, you have to that, me and Lisa and everyone.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That do disturbing things.
Yep.
And once I notice it, I can't go back. Like, it's too late.
I don't think I like watching anybody eat. I kind of like, I have a weird thing. Like, I was talking to my brother and he was eating. And I was like, I gotta let go. I can't listen to you.
Well,
I was like, I can't listen to you.
Listening to it.
But anybody, like, I don't like watching.
I don't either. As I've said to Chuck, he notices I don't look at people eating.
I don't look
right?
at people
I was
eating.
In line
on other things. Chipotle, and I'm like, I'm just messed up in the head. But I'm in line at Chipotle and I'm watching this dude eat his burrito and I'm like, I hate this guy. Look at him eat.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't like the way he eats. I'm like, I really, truly hate this man.
Just look away.
He, like, had one of his shoes off.
What's your number?
Like, under the table.
Ew.
Like,
ew.
I know. I was like,
my goodness.
What's your number one thing that offends you about eating, watching people eat?
Honestly, I don't know if there's, like, a number one.
Nothing's like your
thing. It could be anything.
If people have a little bit of sauce on their face,
I hate that.
That really grosses me out.
Okay.
Or the shine of their spit.
I also like, I really don't like when a piece of spit forms on their lip.
Yeah, like a dry part of the lip.
And then it strings to the top part.
Oh, yeah, you can see the inside.
And there.
Works.
No, but then again, it's like it becomes a string.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And that's not even just eating.
This guy said, I had a girl that wouldn't clear her throat when she talked after eating, and it was pretty gross. I had to end it soon after.
That is gross.
Oh, my God. So, like, they've got, like, it's almost like a phlegm ball, right? But it's food there that is still. Oh, God.
But at the same time, I think I get some kind of, it's not pleasure, but I get some kind of, like, feeling of, like, yeah, if I'm with someone and they're enjoying a meal, that I am there with them. It's why I watch. I think it's why I pay attention.
Really?
Because I'm like, I want to see them. Like, oh, you're really enjoying this food. Like, that's a really good. I'm glad we came here because you really like it, you know. But then in that process, you can blow everything by being gross in some way.
When it comes to this survey, the number one thing that stood out was talking with their mouth full.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Simple manners from the childhood that you learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone said, my husband slurps spaghetti noodles and I can't deal with it.
Oh.
I try now to avoid making spaghetti so I don't have to listen to him slurp it up.
Food noises are disgusting. I like think I have one of those weird issues with that. I like
food noises.
Yeah, like people chewing. I don't like hearing like
open
people.
Mouth
I like,
chewing.
I don't like that like either. The wet chew sound.
Yeah, wet chew.
Wet chew.
Wet chew.
Yeah, that. I hate that.
Yeah. Moist. A moist chew. Chewing loudly does come in number two on the list. That really offends a lot of people. And then open mouth chewing.
Some people, when they eat, they breathe real hard. They'll be like,
yeah, oh yeah.
And I'm like, God.
See, that's what I mean. Like, there can be a lot of different things that you can do wrong.
I don't like eating around people either because of my own issues, because I don't want to subject people to that. Oh.
Well, I do hate eating anything that's very loud in my own mouth, like where I'm like,
in a quiet
something,
space.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, great, I'm chewing on these things.
I'm the same way, dude. I have to, if I have something crispy,
yeah,
and I want to eat it, like, and I get home and I've got this crispy whatever, I have to turn my TV on so that it drowns out some of the...
So even for your own
I
self.
I couldn't sit in a quiet room and eat something crunchy.
You hate yourself
I can.
Eating.
I hate myself.
Wow.
You can stop it right there. But I hate myself eating, too.
Yes.
As well.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Now, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I have no qualms being alone.
Sit in my living room when it's quiet and eat.
Yeah.
Like, I have to have
TV or music.
An ambiance.
The ambiance. Someone said, if a guy holds his knife and fork like a caveman, I'm out.
Mm.
Like this?
Yeah, like, you know, you don't know how to cut.
I think it's really important to be comfortable eating around your partner and not care, like not even thinking about it. Like it's a, you know, just be relaxed and just everybody eat.
Thankfully, I've never really noticed anything with Amber that drove me crazy. My brother-in-law, and I've said it to him, like if he comes over, he slurps a hot beverage.
Yeah.
And I've had to say, you can't do that here.
Stop.
Yeah.
It's like, a rule here. There's a rule here in this house. I tell the kids, and I'm going to tell you, we cannot slurp our beverages.
Yeah.
We can't.
Did he stop?
He, for the most, occasionally he'll catch himself. He'll be like, oops, sorry.
Yeah, because that's the thing. It's how you eat. So you're making a choice not to eat the way you normally
Yeah, it's hard to break the habit.
It's a habit.
I've never been with like a woman that eats bad, though. Like, or does anything really gross. Mm.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
James is with us from Florida. Hi, James.
Hey, how are you?
Doing okay, thanks. We're talking about eating deal breakers.
Yeah, I have an uncle who anytime he comes to make his plate, you can hear him already. It's kind of like warm it up, and he makes almost like moaning and like sexual noises. It's almost like he comes to the plate and you can already hear him just like it's just so I cannot be around it.
So he's enjoying it so much he's moaning in pleasure.
Yeah, it's not good.
You ever see that one about Bob?
It disrupts everything.
Yeah, no, I totally get that, dude. I'm sorry about your uncle.
Yeah.
Last thing you want to hear is your uncle's pleasure moans.
No, yeah, you don't want to hear that.
Goodness.
Jeez.
Nathan from Box. Who slurpy slurps? Mm. Who's doing it?
Sorry, Lisa. What the hell?
Jesus. What? Is someone actually has this happening? Oh, you bastards. You bastards. I'm going to get food all over my face.
That sound doesn't bother me as much.
I hate a slurp.
David.
God, I hate it.
Is that what you call
it? Honestly.
Slurpy slurp?
Slurpy slurps!
It just came out. Slurpy slurping.
It just came out. Nathan's in Boston. Hi, Nathan.
Slurpy slurp. Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's the eating deal breaker for you?
So I actually went on a date with this one girl. We went to a nice restaurant over here. And every, like, 5 minutes, she would constantly grab a napkin and blow her nose.
Aww.
And without, like, like disinfectant her hands or anything. She would just grab like food off my plate with her hands.
I didn't like that.
Betty Boogers, you gotta go.
Oh, that's awful.
So that was it, right? That was enough for you to say no more.
Oh yeah, I had to text a buddy to call me and say it was an emergency just to go home. That was disgusting.
Yeah,
I never seen her again.
Good. No. You made the right call,
man. It was just one of like many people were there, like a big restaurant. Like every 5 minutes, it was just like. Not rockets.
Oh. Yeah.
I bet you was one of the first people to catch COVID, right?
Oh, yeah.
She was the first. All right, thanks for calling in. Someone said, first date with a guy, checking off all the right boxes. Handsome, smart, good job, well-dressed.
Why is he alone? Here we go.
But he would stick the tip of his tongue in his food to test if it was too hot to eat.
Oh, God. Like a kitten?
Yeah, like put the fork up to his mouth and then and slightly lick it.
Kitten.
Don't start. Listen, that I probably could deal with.
We triggered him.
Yeah. That I could deal with. I dated a girl who made cat noises. Yeah. I loved it. I was fine with it.
Here's your plate of milk.
Yeah. I found no problem.
Weirdo.
That is weird. That's bizarre behavior. Weird.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go to Taylor in Tampa. Hi, Taylor.
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. Food eating deal breakers. Good. What was yours?
I went on a date with a girl, and we went and saw The Quiet Place a couple years ago, and she smacked her popcorn so loud, I said, I'm going to go to the bathroom in the middle of the movie, and I just drove all it. I just left.
You left her in the theater. It was that bad, you left her in the theater.
Yep, it was so bad. I consciously knew it was a quiet movie, so I'll just eat my popcorn later. She chowed down so loud, I could have killed her. It was so bad.
Well, that is like a double whammy, right? One, she's making those horrible noises. And two, that was a movie where you had to be considerate about other people, right? Yeah. It's so quiet there that you don't want to hear the...
I couldn't handle that.
That's more like Arnold than a popcorn.
Popcorn! His voice is always funny. Every time, this is a good movie.
Listen, I understand it though. If a movie's quiet,
you don't eat popcorn.
It's like when I went to see one of those Star Wars movies, and there was the bigger girl that was in the row in front of me.
Yep,
nonstop chowing down.
Mm-mm.
It's like wow.
Ryan's next in Brighton. Hi, Ryan. Good morning.
Morning.
Talking about food eating deal breakers. Go ahead.
See you later.
Ryan?
Yeah. Ryan? Something happened to us.
Oh, Ryan, are you?
No, it's
okay. Did you have a stroke?
It's fine. Oh. Everything's gone.
Okay.
Ryan's
Thanks
gone.
So much. Dawson. Hi, Dawson.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Turn on your radio. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so basically, about a year ago, I was in a volleyball tournament. I was cruising up to this tournament in Jackson with my buddy and two of his friends that I didn't know. And we're going up there, and we grab some McDonald's on the way up there, and we're eating. And I'm talking to my buddy and his friend who's driving the front seat, but this girl in the back's not talking the whole time. And I'm wondering, you know, maybe she doesn't like me or something. I don't know why she's not talking. And finally, I finish my food in the back seat, and I look at her, and she moves her hair back, and she pulled earplugs out of her ears. And I was like, did you have earplugs in this whole time? She goes, yeah, sorry, man. I just couldn't stand the sound of you chewing. And I was like, why? You could have told me. I would have just stopped pulling my mouth open.
Wow,
I'm sorry.
Nate.
I had no idea.
Crushing discovery.
Oh, my goodness.
You're the loud chewer.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it. It was crazy.
Have you corrected that?
You know, honestly, I think I still kind of chew with my mouth open. My girlfriend corrects me on it from time to time.
Yeah.
But
you guys should work on that.
Once it's a habit. Yeah. Once it's a habit, it's hard.
Close that mouth.
Close it. Close it right up. Someone said, dated a girl for a bit. She was obsessed with clean teeth. She would take out dental floss at the table right after she ate.
Ew. I don't think that's that bad a quality, though.
Well, but
no,
it's good
at the table. There's a place.
Table floss.
There's a
place.
No table floss.
It.
Yeah. That's not good.
You can check your teeth or
food
whatever.
Bits would fly all over the place.
Jeez. Oh, come on.
She was really in there.
Yeah, she was in there.
Go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
Have a pick and go.
Yeah.
I dumped a guy for constantly complaining about the food after every bite, every time we went out. Oh, the steak is garbage. Oh, those potatoes are gross.
Yeah, I wouldn't like them.
Either. Oh, these carrots are disgusting. What's wrong with him?
Just can't believe trying to be cool. Anything. Trying to be cool. Yeah.
Just a scumbag.
Yeah. We hate him. We hate everything about him.
Scumbag. Over to Nate next. Hi, Nate.
Real
good morning.
Piece of garbage.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Food deal breakers for you. Eating.
So, I went on a date. It was kind of pretty quick, actually. I met her on Tinder. But when we went to the restaurant, when we got our food, she just kept consistently chewing with her mouth open, like, over and over again.
Yeah.
So, like, we go, like, halfway through the date. I don't say anything up until, like, she's just eating the dessert like a five-year-old. And I say, hey, why are you eating with your mouth open by any chance? And she just got so offended. I asked in the most nicest way, hey, why are you doing that? She got so offended. She said, hey, like, how dare you? You don't tell me what to do. Made a whole scene, shoved the chair kind of in front of me, and then just walked out of the restaurant, and everyone looked at me like I was the bad guy.
Right, yeah. You should have stood up and said, she ate with her mouth open!
Yeah, exactly.
And they all would have been like, oh, good call. Good call. Yeah, he would have totally turned them around.
She also used it as an opportunity to skip out on the bill.
Yeah, she did. Smart. Dated a girl for a bit who would never use silverware. Didn't matter the food. She would never use silverware.
With her hands?
Took her out on a date. I was so embarrassed because she started eating peas with her fingers.
Would she pick up one pea at a time?
It would be a long time.
You
can get maybe a few.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, mashed potatoes are tough with just your fingers.
Ooh, gravy.
That's so weird.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
She's a cave woman. That's like the whole holding the silverware wrong, not knowing what to do, manners type of stuff. You have to know some manners.
It's very important.
Oh, 100%. Dumped a guy after listening to him eat a banana.
You are aggressive with a banana.
Come on, it bothers me.
Stop bringing bananas in.
Yeah, you don't do that. Anymore.
No, I don't.
You haven't done your apple thing in a long time.
No, I crunch it down. I don't really, we kind of like go to our offices now. I used to sit in here every commercial break, right?
Oh, yeah. Now you can do all
that. I do my stuff in private.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're not mocked. Because
I'm staring out the window.
Mocked for eating fruit. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Someone said my wife is a late night snacker. Loves to get super crunchy chips while I'm asleep and eat them in bed.
That's rude.
I wake up to crunching, chewing noises in a dead silent room probably twice a week.
I think that's so rude.
That is.
Do that in the kitchen or in a different room, a living room or something.
I've asked her to stop, but she doesn't. She says it's my fault for waking up.
No, it's not. That's inconsiderate.
It's also gross to, I'm sorry, it's gross to me to eat in bed.
Yeah.
Crackers?
I don't.
That whole thing is.
Unless I'm sick, I never eat in bed.
Yeah.
And then this one. Girl itched her butt at the table while we were eating finger food.
Come on. Get out of here. That didn't happen.
Hey, I noticed you scratched your butt. Can you pass me one of those potato skins?
Get your fingers out of that marinara dip for those cheese sticks.
Yeah. Jesus, there's animals among us.
Really, there is.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.